Okay, that was the Common Bellow Cimbello Trio, and it's Zol Akakis Mar, old Jewish melodies from Eastern Hungary. Yeah. So it's WMFO Medford here at Tufts University, and I'm going to switch gears just for a little bit here. I have a new CD from the Phil Scharf Group. They're going to be doing a CD release. And that's going to be Friday night at Outpost in Cambridge. It's the CD is 3 minutes to four, And it features, among other people, let's see, now where did I just see this? pianist, composer, educator, author Lewis Porter, long known as a jazz educator at Rutgers Newark, formerly at Tufts, and Brandeis, and the author of books, including a celebrated volume on John Coltrane. So he's active as a pianist and composer. And, of course, saxophonist and composer Phil Scharf performs Indian classical music and jazz. He leads the acclaimed world jazz ensemble Nataraj. They've performed all over, domestically and in India and in other places. And Bertram Lehman's drumming, he's a great percussionist. And who am I missing? Let's see, Phil Scharf, Lewis Porter, John Funkhauser, bassist. So, I will have a pair of tickets for this CD release party. So after I have put on the CD, feel free to give me a call here at the studio. Give you the phone number in just a moment. Let me see what I decide to put on here. All right, let's do 12. So you can call me here at the studio. Okay, I think the number is 617-628-3800. I think that's right. Thank you. Oh, that's just exquisite. So as I said, they're having a CD release party, and that's taking place. Now, where did my paper go? It's this Friday night, which unfortunately I can't go, but it should be fabulous. And so 3 minutes to 4, sort of musical tourism. And so this is at Outpost. It doesn't give the address. Wait a second. Yes, it does. 186 and a half Hampshire Street. Entrance on the side alley in Inman Square. Okay, so what else do you need to know? You can, the show starts at 8 o'clock. All ages are welcome. You can contact Rob Shelfin at hotmail.com. You can visit www.outpost186.com. So this should be quite a wonderful evening. And I hope some of you get to go. If you would like a pair of tickets, please give me a call here. And when I put on the next song at 617-627-3800 here at WMFO. Okay. Thank you. Oh, I really enjoy that. This is bassist bandleader Lello Molinari, and he's kind of returning to his Italian roots. And he is going to have a CD release concert Tuesday, May 1st at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge. He will be my guest the week before, the Wednesday before, so that's May. Ooh, I don't have the date in front of me. Anyway, that Wednesday before, he'll be on the show. And this is Lello's Italian Job Volume Number 2. And we listened to... Which one did we just listen to? This was Sulla Strada per Damasco. And we've got... See, I need my glasses here. Everything is too small. All right. Dino Govani on tenor sax, Sal DeFusco on electric guitar, Lello Molinari on acoustic bass, and Marcello Pelletieri on drums. And so he was born and raised in Naples. He's an educator. He studied contrabass at the Scuola Civica in Sesto San Giovanni. And in 1985, he joined the Italian Vocal Ensemble, performing on radio and television, as well as at Italy's leading jazz festivals. Then he moved to Boston to study at Berklee College of Music, where he earned his bachelor's degree and master's from the New England Conservatory. He's since joined the Berklee faculty, where he leads an ensemble dedicated to the music of his mentor, Dave Holland. And a new ensemble drawing on Italian repertoire. In the early 90s, Molinari toured the U.S. and Canada with the acclaimed Ether Orchestra, and began a long-standing collaboration with sax great George Garzone. Yes. Since 1992, he's been the principal bassist for the Melrose Symphony Orchestra, with whom he's recorded several albums. He's also a member of the Cape Ann Symphony, Hillier Festival Orchestra, and Salem Philharmonic. Molinari has played with such jazz legends as Kenny Wheeler, George Garzone, Mike Melillo, Jerry Bergonzi, and Victor Lewis. And he leads his own quintet and co-leads the Trio 3 play. So this Lello's Italian Job Volume 2 is his fifth release as a leader. Terrific. So I will be looking forward to speaking with him here at the Voice Mobile at Tufts, and hopefully making it to the concert. That will be nice. Let's see what it says. It doesn't say what time the concert starts at, but we'll find that out closer. I think they start, let's see. No, it does not say. Okay. I have a bunch of new music that just came in. Was sitting here for me, so I'm just gonna grab something from this the Diva Jazz Orchestra 25th anniversary project. Sounds exciting. Let's see what we've got here. Okay. All right, there's something called The Darkness of the Matter. CD player is accepting the CD and then spitting it out. I don't know what's with these CD players. Loading. Here we go. This is good. So you can go to our website, WMFO.org, and check out what other shows you might like to listen to. You can also click on the schedule and then go to today's date and see the list of what I've been playing. And you can also, the show is archived, so you can listen to it online. Okay, so let's see if we can pull this one up here. Here we go. Thank you. Yes, the Diva Jazz Orchestra 25th Anniversary Project. All women, folks. Let's see what it says here. Wow, that's a great picture. So, headed by music director drummer Sherry Markle, Diva exudes the excitement and force found in the tradition of the historic big bands, but with an eye towards today's progressive sound and originality. With New York as their home base, Diva performs all over the world playing contemporary mainstream big band jazz, composed and arranged to fit the individual personalities and styles of the player. So, it's 25 years. Wow. And the credits are unbelievable. Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, Jazz at Lincoln Center, Birdland, Meridian Hotel in Paris, all these jazz festivals, Berlin, my goodness, jazz festival in Switzerland, Montreal, and Ottawa, everywhere. They've been all over the place. So, made several notable television and film appearances, the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular, Girls in the Band. Quite interesting. So, I thought that was a wonderful, wonderful sound. Darkness of the Matter was the name of it. And, there's just so many folks in this group. I'm not going to list all the names. But this is wonderful. The Diva Jazz Orchestra. Thanks to the folks at Carry On Productions who sent that to me. So, have time for some more music, but I wanted to share some poetry with you. One of my former colleagues over at the Medford High School is a poet and has been published on a site that's new to me. I don't have the name of the site, unfortunately. When I printed this out, it didn't give me that. But I think if you Google Maximilian Heinig, he also brews beer. He's a very involved guy. Anyway, because it's so local, I just thought it was wonderful. So this is Meadow Glen Mall. The kids say Ghetto Glen and tag themselves. But who, having stood here and walked inside the artless stone, would not also sing that absence of pretense is attractive dress. Old Italian men, their working sons set out on the ice like Inuits, take perpetual last coffees together. Their talk familiar to me as the Irish names in my September rank book. Families who walk to Kohl's from $1 houses, a grandmother still on the first floor, to cross Riverside Ave, and from the heights, Brazilians in impossible jeans wander to be seen. On weekends, teens board their way into the sugary Chinese of Panda Village. In iParty, teen clerks tie balloons I've stuffed into the bubbling trunk. I see ex-students, Renata, who floored the boys, but stood aloof. And Thomas, the Dominican, whose luminous eyes learned me by the third day. In Sunday Best, the Haitian's cue to Old Country Buffet flows out the door, every daughter a saint. Wonderful. I love it. And there is another one, but I think I'm going to give my voice a rest and play something else new for you from Elements. And which one did I pick? I didn't. Okay, maybe we'll just start off with the first track called The Red Crest.
Aquático. irraggiungibile.
Who is there? Man with red hair. Is there? Who is there? Man with red hair.
That was fun. I like that. Elements. And the folks that are on that, there's a, let's see if I can get my glasses back on here again. Maria Luisa Capruso. Let's see if they say who does what. No. Maybe on this information. Ah, Patrick Bellstone looks like is the leader of this. Began performing music professionally at the age of 14, playing in various rock, blues, and R&B bands in southwestern Ohio. By the time he was 18, he had received lessons from Stan Kenton and Gary Burton, been mentored by Oscar Treadwell, Oscar T, and had played with James Brown's recording sidemen as well as members of the musical Hair. 73, he attended Berklee College of Music and soon after became a student of both Mademoiselle Chaloff and Charlie Banikos. One of his bands, which featured hometown friend Grover Mooney, opened the fabled 1369 Club in Cambridge in 1975. During the 80s, Patrick studied the works of Scriabin under the renowned Serge Konis. In 1986, he returned to jazz, studying with Joanne Brachin for a period of 6 years. Well, he's got quite the interesting... props, as you say. So, latest adventures in collaboration with musical circles in Puglia, Italy. And when not performing music, Patrick works as a rocket scientist at Draper Labs in Cambridge. Very interesting. So, we've got Pat Batstone, piano and percussion. Maria Luisa Capruso, vocals, bells, aluminum panel. Music box, ocarina and electronics. Aldofa La Volpe, live electronics and guitar objects. Maria Sol de Pascali, flute, alto flute, and piccolo. Francesco Massaro, alto sax, bass clarinet, G clarinet, pataphysical devices. Okay. And Giacomo Mongelli, drums and percussion. This is another new one from the folks at Carry On Productions. Terrific. All right, so I think I'll share this second poem from my friend and colleague, Maximilian Hynek, teacher and English, a high school English teacher at Medford, and a singer-songwriter. His records can be heard at Max Hynek, MaxHynegg.com. And his poems have appeared in Columbia Poetry Review, December Magazine, the Cortland Review, Free State Review, and Tar River Poetry, among others. Advisory is the name of this poem. It's really homeroom. They want us to call it that. Fulfills a state mandate. A team of our fellows came to our school and saw the students sans adults tending to their well-being. We promised to fulfill all such expectations. In the late 80s, I feared my teachers as vampires, joking they returned to their wooden desks that in the moonlight became coffins. Some terrible suckers must have invited them in. I saw the chalkboard on that first day of yearbook in 1988. School sucks. Do bongs. The teacher exhaling poorly feigned shock, reporting it was scrawled by a burnout. I now know the hoary head was sad laughing his way through merciless dust. I've learned to respect this morning's quintessence. Kay's trusting stare at me, his greasy tousled hair, asking if he may get some water. Why not? He asked me what to do about his sore knee. When I ask where the pain is, he hikes his slacks. It's around the joint. What should I do? He's on a plan that one of us doesn't know the details of. I tell him, relax, we are still before the bell, and that I think he will be all right. But the nurse should see him. That's what she's here for, right? You see me, right? Yes, I say, I am looking at you, and we're talking to each other. Don't worry, I won't mark you absent. Ah, terrific. All right, so where are we now? Ah, time travel is in the house. All right, I'm going to play something. Let's see. I have a new CD from the kind folks at the Israel Bookstore. And I think that's what's going to be next. If I can get this to eject. Aha. Well, we'll get one of these to eject. Okay, here's one. Here's two. Good. All right. So, how about... Oh, come on. Ah, these decks. Say it 10 fast times. Oh, no disc, it says. I don't believe you. There is a disc in there. No, it won't come out. Come on, you silly goose. Ah. Ah. Well, I hope it's not going to eat my disc. Yes, here we go. Now it's queuing up. Ah, technicians. We need technicians. All right.
No, it's going to go ahead and blame it.
All right. That was definitely fun. That was Shlomo Yehuda Reshnitz. I don't know how to say it. Reshnitz.